Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Today on the PowerCast, we're going to go south of the United States, look at Mexico, and look at something that we call Mexico Unexplained. Our guest is Robert Bitto, whom I notice here is also an MBA, and I'm going to ask him about that. Okay, before we get started with the other stuff on the show, for those of you who follow pop culture, you have probably heard by the time you hear the show that Tina Turner died after a long illness. This will be on Wednesday, May 24th. She is, or was, 83. So I don't know of anyone from any generation who doesn't know who she was. And those of us who are rock and rollers, by age or profession or interest, will certainly remember who she was. Anyway, Robert, welcome to the PowerCast.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure to talk to you today.
Now, I notice here that you have an MBA in Latin American Studies. How do Latin American Studies differ from North America, Central America? Is it different cultures, different laws? What?
Well, my MBA is a separate degree. I also have an MA in Latin American Studies. So I have two master's degrees. And within my MBA, I have a concentration in business in Latin America. That's to clarify all of that. I know it's a lot of stuff, but so those are two separate degrees. But within my MBA, I have a concentration in Latin American business. And that is just to give you, I guess, that part of the degree gives you the business culture and economics of Latin America, which it is different from the United States, definitely.
I would think in terms of stability, it's very different because so many of these countries are not stable.
Yeah, that's correct. The way of doing business culturally is a lot different, and it depends on whichever country you're in.
So I assume you have to know your Spanish and your Portuguese.
Correct. I had to be fluent and conversant in both of those languages. So I was fluent in Spanish and conversant in Portuguese. And when I got out of school, I was hired by a major American company to go to their headquarters in Brazil. And so I was hired primarily for the Portuguese combined with my business degrees and experience. And they also sent me to Mexico City as well, and to their corporate headquarters. So I had some experience in both places within business. But before that, while I was a student, I studied in Mexico. So that was my primary place to learn international business.
Before we look at the paranormal encounters in Mexico, I want to ask you about this book very quickly. What my MBA didn't teach me, 205 Lessons from Corporate America. Obviously, this is not a business show, so I'm not going to ask you all 205. But it sounds to me like a lot of what you earn after you get the piece of paper is an on-the-job situation, right?
That is correct. And it's funny because I've done many, many interviews about paranormal topics, about Mexico and stuff. You're the first person to ask me about that book because I've written two other books that are about Mexico. And I also have a coloring book that's a companion to one of those books. But you're the first person to ask me about that MBA book. And it's a humorous take on corporate America life, you know, life in the office. It's kind of Dilbert-esque. And I started writing it in 1998, and I put it you know, aside until a year and a half ago when someone who had gone through the same MBA program I did found an unfinished manuscript that I had sent her 23 years ago. And she said, did you ever publish this? And I said, no. And I started reading it. I found an old disc and I started reading what I had started. And I said, I better finish this book. And so I finished it and published it a few months ago, actually.
Let me ask you one question here then. Was the singular thing that you don't learn in school that you learn as soon as you get on the job, the most important thing if there is one?
Nobody cares about your education. No one cares that you have an MBA. Who cares? Yeah, that's it.
Did it help you at all, the MBA, or was it just a piece of paper and an educational loan you had to pay off?
Well, fortunately, I didn't have any loans, but it was a piece of paper. And what got me hired with that big multinational company was my language ability, really. So the MBA was a nice little chaser to go along with that. But, I mean, I've owned my own company now. I own an imports business where I import arts and crafts from Latin America. And I've owned that business since 1999. And I can say from my MBA, what I use from that is probably accounting, and that's about it. Everything else, all those curves, those economics curves, and all that other theoretical stuff, ugh, I don't use it at all. I think I use maybe 10% of my degree. And I think doing business internationally, the most important knowledge you can have is cultural knowledge of whatever country you're doing business in. That's the most important thing.
Now, import and export, do you get involved in ancient artifacts at all?
That's illegal. No, I've had many requests, and you know it would be very easy for me to smuggle that stuff in. But I don't do that. I don't mess with that. Because if you get caught, ooh, the penalties are pretty bad. So I'm not messing with that. I've imported many, many replicas of some of these ancient artifacts. And that's why I say it could be very easy to smuggle this stuff into the country, because you can just put it in. You can put the authentic pieces in with the knockoff modern reproductions, and people inspecting, if they decide to open the crates, which most of the time they don't, people inspecting won't even know the difference.
Well, it reminds me of the fact that an old friend of mine and somebody who was very well known in the UFO field, Jim Moseley, spent a number of years in Peru. And let's face it, he got ancient artifacts and he had to pull a few, shall we say, less than savory stunts to get those things to America. That was his admission, by the way.
Oh.
Now, that was back in the 60s, wasn't it, though?
50s and 60s. This is when he was putting out Saucer News. So he would go on these mysterious excursions. I'll be back in a few weeks. And people thought, what's he doing? Where's he going? Is he a secret agent going back to his bosses to prepare strategy to destroy or provide disinformation in the UFO field? I mean, this is what they were saying. And no, he was going down to Peru for a month or two at the time. I think he was arrested once. And this is the story before we do our break and get on to the unexplained happenings in Mexico. And that is that he had to pay off whom I believe to be the son of a major government leader in Peru to get himself freed of jail and to go back home. And that's when he gave up this life of whatever we call it, smuggling. That's what we call it. So he ceased being a smuggler after that. Jim Moseley, look him up, Robert. He has a fascinating story and connection with our field here. In any case, Robert Bitto has over 30 years of experience in Mexico, has a site called Mexico Unexplained.com, and that's what we're going to explore with Gene And Robert and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, Robert Bidho.
Yes.
Who, you have a site called MexicoUnexplained.com, which is before my eyes now. How did you get interested in the paranormal?
Well, you know what? I was always interested in it. I'm sure you've heard this from many, many people. Ever since I was a little kid, I watched In Search Of, I was into the pulp books that you could find for 50 cents, Chariots of the Gods, all that stuff. Okay, so fast forward to my adulthood. So I started a business in 1999, an import-export business, as we talked about. I was going down to Mexico quite frequently, and I still do. And I was going to some really remote areas and hearing different things that I never heard of in the United States. And then I began to realize that there was a whole bunch of literature and then oral traditions and other media that is in Spanish and never makes it out of Mexico or sometimes even out of the regions of Mexico to other parts of the country down there. I thought, wow, this would be interesting to share with the world. Yeah, I was on a plane going from Guadalajara to Phoenix, and I was settling into my seat with a magazine called Muy Interesante, which means very interesting. And it's a paranormal pseudoscience type magazine that's published in Spanish. And I was looking through it, and there was an article about crop circles in Mexico. And I had never seen these crop circles before. And I had never seen this commentary by Mexican scientists. And I thought, wow, this is something that we don't see in the United States. That's basically where I got the idea. And then a few years later, I started MexicoUnexplained.com. It's a podcast. It's a YouTube channel, and I have two books and a companion coloring book to one of those books out. And a third book in the series is coming out in the next few months. So that's basically the story of my paranormal journey in Mexico.
How do you research these reports?
Well, some of them are on the ground. I talk to people. I may be in a village or something, and then I ask about stories, and then people tell me. Then sometimes I go to places where I'm directed. Sometimes, well, a big source of information is that's not even on the internet are the pulp magazines, UFO magazines in the 70s and 80s from Mexico. People in the United States don't realize that it was huge down there. In that time period, these magazines that talked about abductions and sightings and crashes and visitations and all of this other stuff. So when I can get my hands on those old magazines, that's like gold. And then there's the Spanish language internet as well. And a lot of the stories that are in Spanish are not in English. So I investigate that way too, and then put it all out on the internet in English.
Now, one thing I see here, which is unfortunate, is that sightings from Central and South America don't get the proper coverage in the U.S., and I don't know whether it's any kind of prejudice or something like that. It is unfortunate, but that's the case. Like, for example, the Virginia, Brazil case from 1996, don't know if you're familiar with it. It's the subject of a film from our friend James Fox called Moment of Contact. And it tells of the crash of a UFO, the observation of possible extraterrestrial beings, kind of shiny gray beings. And it's a really interesting story with fairly good documentation, because most of the witnesses are still alive and could still talk about it, that sort of thing. In the course of your studies of Unexplained Mexico, Robert, did you encounter anything related to UFOs?
Yeah, there's so much to talk about with that. The first documented crash was in December of 1949, and people don't even know about that. And then in 1974, there was a mid-air crash, alleged, we all have to say that, right, between a UFO and a small plane. And, I mean, we can go on and on and on. There are many documented cases of crashes, of saucer sightings, of extraterrestrial sightings, and yeah, we can, you know, take your pick and we can talk about things.
I wanted to go into, in a couple of minutes, the report that you have on your site about giants, probably because we did an episode last week where we had an expert on giants, focusing mostly in the U.S., of course, in Pennsylvania, as a matter of fact, where there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. That, listeners, was Travis Roy, by the way, last week's episode of the PowerCast. I'm going to want to get into these stories. But first of all, something's published in a magazine 45, 50 years ago. Are you able to make any effort at all to try to verify those stories?
It's very hard because I'm not down there, you know. So I try as hard as I can. Let's say if I get a pulp magazine from 1978 or something, and then I read about, you know, a certain abduction or what have you, and then, you know, it names names. I try to search the internet for those names to see if maybe some blogger from 3 years ago or whatever followed up on the story. And sometimes I have success with that. But boots on the ground, it's very difficult for me to do that sort of research. The only thing that I can do is, you know, go and try to follow up with names and places that I see from those original articles. And a lot of times it's just dead ends.
What about the Mexican government? Do they take any of this seriously?
Well, you know what? Some say that they were the very first government to take this seriously, because in the year 2004, I did a show called, well, a few years ago, I did a show called The Mexican Air Force versus the Flying Saucers. And in 2004, the Mexican Air Force was flying off the coast of Veracruz and Tabasco states in the Gulf of Mexico, and they encountered several objects that flittered around their radar, their infrared, and that got the attention of the national government, and the national government, this was 2004, said, let's try to get the help of the civilian sector. So they contacted the premier UFO researcher in Mexico called Jaime Maussan.
We have Robert Bitto. We're talking about UFO encounters right now in the government of Mexico. We got more to come with Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Congressional Republicans and the White House have reached an agreement in principle to raise the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called it a landmark deal.
I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people. It has historic reductions in spending.
McCarthy said there was still a lot of work to do, but he expects the House to vote on the measure Wednesday. Vice President Kamala Harris has made history by delivering the commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, the first time a woman has done so. The Texas House has decided to impeach Attorney General Ken Paxton. He's now suspended from office pending a Senate trial. There is going to be a Game 7 in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals after the Boston Celtics won a thriller against the Heat in Miami Saturday. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is James Fox, director of The Phenomenon and Moment of Contact. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, it's a quick reality check. Jaime Maussan is a very controversial character, and he's been known to accept stories that aren't well documented, and I can consider one, which is the alleged Roswell slides.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just to put that cautionary note, but it doesn't mean if he is gullible that he isn't exploring cases that are authentic. Well, let's go on.
Okay, so they called him in because they saw him as the premier researcher of UFOs in Mexico. He gathered together his experts and analyzed the radar footage and the cockpit voice recording and interviewed the pilots and did all of this stuff. That was probably the first time ever in history where there was public and private collaboration with the UFO phenomenon. And they made everything all public, and their final report was inconclusive. So some people say that could have been part of a cover-up, saying, look, we're doing this all above board and official, and we're involving private entities, and then the conclusions were no conclusions. Some people think that that was part of the cover-up. And then there were American debunkers. There was a show on the National Geographic channel that took this, and their conclusion was that what the pilots saw were fires on oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico, which to me, I normally don't give my opinions on a lot of the stuff I investigate, but to me it's preposterous because these objects were moving around, they were going fast. The pilots didn't even see them out the windows of their craft. They just appeared on the radar in their infrared sensors. The debunkers have been debunked in this case, I think.
They were picked up on radar, but there was no simultaneous visual confirmation?
Correct.
Okay. You know, of course, that in 2004, U.S. Navy pilots encountered what is called the Tic Tac UFOs. In those cases, it was visual and radar. Now, the other question I'll ask you, obviously, if you have a report of something strange seen only by radar, seen electronically but not physically, not visually, a possibility of some kind of natural phenomenon or a malfunction of the radar?
It could be, or, you know, you can go all Star Trek and say cloaking of the craft. There were multiple sources reporting these objects moving. It wasn't just like one piece of equipment that was malfunctioning. It's still a big mystery.
I should add to this is that they were seen visually, except that they were seen using the infrared cameras on board. And there's actually video of these objects. I mean, if you search around, you'll be able to find them. But they were seen on radar. They were seen visually, but the pilots and the others on board, they were actually looking for drug smugglers. Right. But the pilots could not see these things with the naked eyes, but it was obvious that there was something out there.
Right.
Just think E.T. becomes a drug runner. So you want to get the best substance, which we won't mention here. You go to a little gray alien. Hey, can I have a couple of joints?
What's the favorite brandy on Star Trek? I can't remember. There was a brandy that was from, it was a Romulan brandy. Maybe that's what it was called, Romulan brandy.
There's a Romulan something that's mentioned in Star Trek II Wrath of Khan in the scene with Captain Kirk and Dr. McCoy where Captain Kirk gets the reading glasses because he has an allergy to the eye drops that fix your vision.
Yeah, that's the one. But I think it had to be smuggled.
Right, and it was either Romulan ale or Romulan brandy. I think it was Romulan ale.
That sounds right, Romulan ale. I think I remember that.
I think Star Trek II was one of Shatner's best performances as Captain Kirk because they basically got him to do his thing, but not overwhelm it with his ego. But why are we talking about this? Okay, continuing about the UFOs in Mexico, which is more important for now. You mentioned earlier about a crash in 1949 in Mexico. Let's look at that for a few moments, because we've talked about crashes so much on the Paracast, but other than Virginia, Brazil, it's mostly about Roswell. Sometimes we mention Aztec New Mexico, which has very little factual support. So Mexico, 1949, UFO crash. Robert, tell us about it.
December 1949, outside of Mexico City, this was first reported by an American businessman doing business in Mexico City. And supposedly someone had given him part of the wreckage of the craft, something like a 5 foot long or 6 foot long aluminum beam. Well, he thought was aluminum, but it was some strange metal. There were two other businessmen who were involved with this. One was, I think they were both from South America, but it made the news. They had supposedly visited the crash site, and locals had said there were bodies and everything, and the U.S. military was involved, but then they denied all of it. And right after this happened, it was picked up by several newspapers in the United States, and the government, the U.S. government, came out with an official statement and said, you know, we know nothing about this. We collaborate with the Mexican military all the time. They didn't tell us anything about this. Stop talking about it. That's it. It's done. There's not a whole lot of evidence, actually, for this case. There's a lot of repeating of this and, you know, someone knew this and they talked to, you know, my brother-in-law saw this and whatever. You know, that sort of hearsay evidence. The physical stuff is nowhere to be seen. And, yeah, so it could be a nothing case or it could be something pretty significant, but we don't know.
It makes me think of the alleged UFO crash that happened in the 1970 in the area called the Zone of Silence, where the UFO was allegedly tracked by radar from the United States and may have actually collided with a private plane at some point and then crashed in the desert. Are you familiar with that case?
Yes, it's the flying saucer crash at Koyame.
That's it.
And that there were many witnesses to that, and the U.S. government supposedly came in, and the Mexican military was on the scene first. And when the Americans got there, allegedly, everyone was dead. There were like a few dozen people of the Mexican military who were dead. And no one knows how they died, if it was radiation, if they were killed by extraterrestrials or what have you. And it was all covered up. And supposedly the wreckage was either taken to Fort Bliss. There are three stories here. It was either taken to Fort Bliss in El Paso, which they recently renamed. They don't call it that anymore. Or to Wright-Patterson in Ohio, famous UFO depository, I think. We've heard Wright-Patterson come up a lot, I think. And the third story was that the wreckage was taken to Georgia and was investigated by the CDC. Like perhaps some biological agent had caused the deaths of the Mexicans.
We're going to ask about that and more with Robert, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
You know, Robert, when you mention the possibility of an alien pathogen, I think of the story War of the Worlds, where these aliens come to Earth, and of course we have the novel from H.G. Wells, and we have the various movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gene Barry was in the original movie, and then the newer movie was Tom Cruise. Anyway, so what happens here is the aliens succumb to our cold virus and thus die. Of course, I start thinking then, how stupid can advanced aliens be that they don't take precautions over local microbes? But then they killed a lot of people, these stupid aliens. Anyway, let's get back to the story, Robert.
Yeah, so there was a very good book done about this flying saucer crash. One of the authors was named Ruben Uriarte, and they did a lot of investigating into this. There were many, many witnesses to this crash, and it's one of the most well-documented of all the saucer crashes in Mexico. So it's a very interesting story. Nobody really knows exactly what happened.
It really is a shame, though, that there's been all kinds of interesting UFO events in Mexico, but so few actually, information actually makes it to the United States. And I think of the 1992 solar eclipse that people in Mexico City saw the UFO hovering over the city, and then it just seemed like the floodgates were open for many years, with just all kinds of UFO sightings and events, and again, just very little decent information managed to make it across the border.
That's why I'm here. that's why Mexico Unexplained exists. And to your 1992 episode that you talked about, that still remains one of the most witnessed UFO event in human history, because it happened over Mexico City, and population estimates of Mexico City run up to 25 million people. So you had 50 million eyes potentially looking up at the sky, seeing those UFOs or that UFO, depending on where you were. There were some sightings of multiple ones or one, but there was definitely something going on in the skies during that eclipse. And, yeah, tens of millions of people saw that.
Well, and as well, there were a lot of photographs and videos taken of that craft. I think it was from all kinds of different angles, from, you know, just various locations of the city, outside of the city. But here in the United States, naturally, people are like, oh, well, it was Venus. People were just seeing Venus. You know, it's just like this attitude that people are too dumb to realize that they're seeing something unusual.
Yeah, and now with people having cell phones, these major population centers in Mexico, there are always sightings. And there is even a famous sighting, perhaps you've talked about this in other shows, about UFOs being connected with volcanoes. Well, there's an active volcano right outside of Mexico City called Popocatépetl. They call it Popo for short. And they have a webcam that's constantly on this mountain, and it erupts every once in a while. When I was down there working for that American company in 1995, it was puffing smoke a little bit, right? But recently, sometime within the past 10 years, there was a Mexican morning show that was talking, you know, during their weather segment, they cut to the volcano, and it was, you know, puffing smoke, and they were talking about how that would affect the atmosphere and the climate and every the weather that day. And while they were talking about it, this metallic disc appeared as if it exited the volcano. And over their morning coffee and their huevos revueltos, their breakfast, millions of Mexicans witnessed this on live TV.
And we had a film director, Darcy Weir was his name, and he wasn't talking about this particular film, but he had directed a film that was the center point was volcanoes and UFOs, and used a lot of footage taken from there in Mexico. And I think that Popo is actually erupting right now. I remember seeing just earlier this week ash warnings in the area. So,
wow.
Maybe those cameras will get some new footage.
Yeah, that'd be cool. There's a site called Webcams de Mexico, and you can go on there, and there are webcams 24/7 aimed at that volcano, and then other places too throughout Mexico. So that's a good place to go to for people who are curious about that.
In your research on UFOs, and I promise you, we won't concentrate totally on UFOs through this show. But you know, in your research, did you run across one particular story that you were like, "Oh my gosh, this is fantastic!" And then actually was able to dig up some new information on it?
Well, there's one really interesting story that kind of haunts me. It's something I don't know how else to describe it, but it was a sighting that involved four little kids in a small town called Meoqui in the state of Chihuahua. And in 1987, they started to see in their neighborhood when they were out playing, they started to see what they called monitos, little monkeys. And they were accompanied by bright orb-like lights. And they were talking to them and interacting with them. And they were classic grays, basically. But they had three fingers and three toes. But they didn't know how to describe them, so they called them monkeys, monitos. And the sightings happened over the course of a few weeks to a few months, and people in the town were divided on believing it or not. Old timers in the town said, oh yeah, these beings have been here before. We've seen them before in the mountains, in the caves. This is nothing new. And the town didn't know what to do. You know, should we tell people about this? Should we keep it quiet? Will people think we're crazy? But it did get out into the press, the UFO pulp press down in Mexico. And the town was inundated with people who were curious and with investigators. And the kids grew up, and then they stopped giving interviews. They were tired of people coming there. And one of the kids was found dead in a neighboring city as an adult in the town, the city of Delicias. And he was found with these mysterious cut marks all over his body, like surgical incisions, but none of his organs were removed. And the autopsy showed that there was something strange in his blood. And I don't know what to think about this. When those aliens or those entities or whatever, when they left the kids for the last time, they said that they would be back many years into the future. And so this whole story, you know, I don't know what to think about it. And I was actually thinking about that this morning. But, yeah, that stands out.
You mentioned something strange discovered in the autopsy. What?
Mm-hmm. There was something in the blood that shouldn't have been there. And it wasn't very clear as to what they found in the blood. But there were no organs that were removed. Although the incisions throughout the body looked as if they were made by a surgeon going in to remove organs. So that was really strange. And that's all official.
Well, it sounds to me also as a possible normal explanation, as normal as something like that could be, is that this person is being mutilated for some reason, maybe to gather the organs, because there is that sort of thing that goes on sometimes from some pretty nasty people. We've got a lot more to talk about with Robert Bitto and Gene Steinberg and Tim Swartz. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.